Attorneys for the American Civil Liberties Union and the municipality of Anchorage are waiting to learn the victor of the latest round in the legal fight over the illegal campsites scattered throughout the city. That is, if there is a victor. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Last week's skirmish focused on the municipality's attempt to lift the current injunction against the city's ordinance governing police seizure and destruction of the camper's personal property. The ACLU is representing a homeless client whose belongings were seized and destroyed in what the suit charges was an unconstitutional action. Although the city has since modified the ordinance, the ACLU argues the new version is unconstitutional as well. The two parties both presented countering motions for summary judgment before Superior Court Judge Mark Rinder. ACLU's Alaska Executive Director Jeffrey Mittman says through the summary judgment process, the judge's decision could avoid a trial.
The ACLU of Alaska and the municipality have prepared legal briefings, what are called cross motions for summary judgment, where basically each side contends that there are no factual disputes and as a matter of law, the judge can find whether or not the ordinance is constitutional or unconstitutional.
Assistant Municipal Attorney Dean Gates summarized his oral arguments via an email to KSKA. Gates says the municipality is seeking to have the injunction lifted because the current 5 days is adequate notice, and the appeal process could grant the camper as much as 12 days or even longer. Only then would the illegal camper's personal property be destroyed. It's the destruction more than the seizure that's at the core of the dispute. Mittman agrees some cities give as little as 24 hours before seizure.
But what they do at that point is they take all the property in the camp into their possession and storage. So if an individual needs to reclaim it, they have 30, 60, in some case 90 days to come and reclaim their property. That's obviously constitutionally appropriate. It's okay for a government to assert its authority over a piece of land and say, we believe we have the right to clear this land and then to do so.
But the city has repeatedly said it simply does not have the storage space needed for the camper's gear and personal possessions. Mittman's response?
That's where the problem has come up, is that the municipality has not wanted to balance rights. They've wanted both a short notice period and non-storage. And you can't have both. You've got to have some process that balances the rights of the municipality with the rights of the individual.
Mittman says last summer when police arrested an illegal camper on a misdemeanor assault charge, all his possessions were stored. He says the municipality should be consistent with other nuisance responses. In the case of a leaking septic tank or an open excavation, the responsible party has 15 days to deal with the problem. Mittman says legal consistency seems to demand a similar response with illegal campers. Assistant Municipal Attorney Gates says the city's position is that the camp abatement ordinance does not really fall into the same nuisance category. The city describes the ordinance as more proactive than reactive. He says it's what's called problem-oriented policing for crime prevention and can even provide more safety for those people now camped illegally. As for Superior Court Judge Ridner's choices, he could grant one of the party's motions, with the losing party probably appealing to the Alaska Supreme Court. He could set up an evidentiary hearing for the presentation of factual issues and circumstances before deciding. Or Judge Rinder could deny both motions and move the suit toward a trial date. While the judge has up to 6 months to decide, Mittman says he cautiously expects an earlier decision. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.